All right, welcome back. Zaslow, Roms, and Amber here. It is a Wednesday morning, and you know we love having the WWE superstars on the show, former WWE superstars. We take a little break from the sports and the real serious stuff. And Trish Stratus is a WWE Hall of Famer. She's one of the all-time great women's wrestlers. She's starring in a new movie that's available now on Blu-ray and DVD. It is called Gridlocked. It's actually with Amber. It's with a couple of guys here who are pretty big names. Dominic Purcell, he's in that show Prison Break, which I love. Danny Glover's in the movie. Good morning, Trish. So what was it like working, I guess, with, those are a couple pretty big names that I just mentioned right there in the movie business.
Yeah, you did the same reaction I did. I'm like, wow, when I got the script, oh, there's some pretty big names. It was the same sort of thing. It was great. It was a great way for me to be to learn. And, thankfully, Dominic Purcell, actually, I met him the first day, and I think he kind of did one of those, hi, wrestling chick who wants to be in the movies, kind of a greeting.
Right.
But then he warmed up to me. He saw that, that I was putting in 110%. I was, coming eagerly with questions, and I had been honing my craft. I was working with an acting coach, and especially when he saw me do the action stuff, he's like, oh, okay, this girl can bring it, and I was starting to bring it on screen, and so he took me aside, and he kind of took me under his wing for the whole production and just was like my mentor. He would help me with my scenes and give me some tips and would kind of like, you know what, let's do that again. How about we try this like this? And so I was very lucky. I mean, I kind of had that in the wrestling world. I had The Rock in my corner, and I had Finley, and I had William Regal and Stephanie and Vince. So having these people in your corner and mentoring you and giving you these little tips and guiding you obviously helped accelerate my learning curve. In the wrestling world and in here, it did the same thing. It really built my confidence and allowed me to bring, the best thing forth. So that was really awesome. And Danny Glover was just, what a treat to be working with him. I was pitched the movie. It was sort of like, this is going to be, like the director pitched it to me. He says, I'm really a bit inspired by these old school action movies. He says the Die Hard, the Lethal Weapons. And so this is the kind of movie I want to make. And so here I am doing as he called it, a Lethal Weapon-esque movie, and I'm starring with Danny Glover. I thought, wow, that's kind of surreal. So that was pretty incredible. And, he was just like, I don't know, he'd walk on set and he just had this aura about him. He was just like, everything he did was, it was sort of the same way where you'd be back on in the wrestling world and The Rock would stand up and do his live promo and we'd all be sitting around and you'd just be like staring up in awe, So it was the same thing watching Danny Glover, and it was pretty cool. Working with a high caliber of talent, you feel like you got to bring your game too. So that definitely helped, I think, with me in that scenario.
Well, so which is more nerve-wracking then, when you step into, when you're on set with a bunch of established actors and you're kind of new, or when you step into the arena with all these established wrestlers and you're kind of new?
Well, that's a good question, huh? I guess it depends on what stage of my career we're talking. In the beginning, it didn't really, the fact that I was new, it wasn't really the people that were around me that was intimidating. It was the 40,000 people live in front of you that was intimidating. So a little bit different. I mean, it's a different, it's a real different medium, right? Like with wrestling, you do your thing, you got instant gratification. You know if it's good or if you just landed flat on your face, right? So you get that feel from the crowd. When you do it for a film, you do your lines and there's no reaction and there's no nothing. It's like being in a vacuum. And so it's very strange. You have to get used to this kind of feeling. But any nerves were sort of taken care of. I think, like I said, when Dominic took me under his wing, and I had that, like, okay, he had my back, and it was kind of nice. Everyone kind of knew I was, they were like rooting for me almost. It felt like, they were kind of like, she's got this, and every scene they kind of gave me a little like heads up and a little thumbs up. And so it was cool. So I got over the nerves pretty quickly, and I went in very prepared. I worked with an acting coach beforehand. I knew my material, of course, very well. And of course, when it came the time for the action, I knew it was like, okay, this is my world now. And I knew that I could bring what I brought. And it was a different level of what I think any other actress could bring because, I fight. That's what I do. So that helped as well.
Trish, your life story is really cool. Do I have this right that you were working as a receptionist at a gym when you got discovered to be a fitness model?
Yeah. I was my goal in life was to become a doctor. I was doing everything in my power. I was volunteering at the hospital, and everything about my life was about school and about varsity sports. And then my university went on strike, and it was like, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I thought, well, let me just take a job. And I took a job at a gym basically so I could continue training for free. That's kind of how I looked at it. And it's just opportunity, like one of these things where, I mean, everything kind of happens for a reason. When school went on strike, I thought this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to me because my plan is now messed up. What am I going to do? And then sure enough, I met Robert Kennedy, publisher of Muscle Mag magazine. He said, "Well, do you want to do some pictures?" And I'd never done any modeling before at all. So I was kind of like, sure, okay. So I, you know, did my first photo shoot, or test shoot rather. And he basically assigned a trainer to me and sort of said, "I'm going to take you on a professional shoot in a couple months." So I ate, slept, and trained. And luckily, school was out of session because they're on strike. So I had that time to actually devote to doing this. Otherwise, I would have never been able to, you know, put that time towards that. And I went on my first photo shoot, and my first shoot became my first cover. And I was just lucky to get into that world at the right time where there was a blossoming industry. Fitness modeling was a brand new industry at the time. There's only much like the wrestling world, you know, there was, you know, with women's wrestling was like, I got in at the time when women's wrestling was just sort of, the swell was just starting to happen. And we created this, you know, whole thing where now suddenly women's wrestling was like part of the entire show. So same with fitness modeling. So I feel like a lot of things in my life has been the right place, right time. But of course, taking advantage of these opportunities and being prepared for them too.
So you went pretty instantly from receptionist to cover model, right? You were on the cover right away.
Mm-hmm. I was. It was pretty insane. It was within a year. I was on my first cover, and even like before WWE called, I think. I mean, I don't know exactly, but I had probably about 7 covers or something. Even within 2 years, I'd gotten 7 covers. So things went real quick, just because the industry and the opportunity that I was given because. Like I was contracted by Muscle Mag, and so it accelerated pretty quickly. And I think everything just kind of led to each other.
Okay, so Trish, you got a call now. Trish Stratus here with us. She's in a movie called Gridlock. It's available now on Blu-ray and DVD. Dominic Purcell is in it. Danny Glover is in it. And you're in the WWE Hall of Fame. You're one of the most recognizable WWE women superstars of all time. And you were with the WWE, really what is probably their golden age at this point. When you first met with folks at WWE for the job, did you know much about wrestling? Like, how much did you actually know that you were getting involved into?
Oh, yeah, I was a huge fan. I was, because, you know, I live in Toronto, so Maple Leaf Gardens was here, and that's where they did a lot of their, like, you know, their Saturday tapings they would do here. So, you know, I was, it was a part of my life since I was a child, and so I never thought I'd be in it. I mean, it was, you know, there wasn't really people, I get that all the time. People say, "Oh, did you know you wanted to be a WWE, you know, wrestler?" And it's like, well, there wasn't really any like career options for women, I guess. You know, there was Miss Elizabeth that definitely was beautiful and did her thing there, but you know, you didn't really, there wasn't too many moments where you're like, this is what I want to do. You know, Wendy Rector came along. You remember Wendy Rector and Cyndi Lauper? It was kind of like the rock and wrestling era. So when that happened, I think that was the first time that I watched the product and thought, "Oh, this is cool. There's a woman doing their thing in there. That's neat." But I never thought that's something I can do. And so yeah, when I entered the world, luckily I had actually, you know, I always say preparedness meets opportunity is my motto. And you know, initially I had sent my press kit to them. Someone had seeked me out, and I sent my press kit to them and didn't hear anything back initially. So I did some training on my own. I found a gym in Toronto that another Toronto native had come from. It was, you know, Edge, Adam Copeland. He had trained out of there. So I looked up his gym and trained and thought, you know what, let me prepare the best possible package in case they call. So once they finally called me, I had some, you know, a few months of training under my belt. And, you know, Jim Ross flew me up to Connecticut, and he had said, you know, the role, it could be physical. You know, you got to think about that stuff. And then I was like, oh, yeah, well, I've been training for a few months here at this gym. And he was like, oh, so that was a real plus for me, like for him to see that. And so, listen, you can never anticipate going into that world. It's a crazy world. You could never be prepared to be on the road for 300 days of the year and, you know, and be recognized all over the world, like literally all over the world. So that's something I definitely couldn't, you know, could not have prepared for. But I was very aware of the world, and I was aware of, you know, the physicality that I would be enduring. But yeah, it was quite a ride. It was a great ride.
Trish, my accent might come out speaking to you because I'm a fellow Canadian as well, and congratulations on the fact that you're from TO, and I see that you got a yoga studio up there as well, and you're still doing that thing up there, so tried and true Canadian proud. Whose idea was it to be making out with Vince McMahon? Tell me that wasn't your idea.
That was all me. I was like, I need this. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was. You guys all looked at me like, what? No, it was, I mean.
Okay, all right, we'll wrap it. Do you want to answer real quick here, Trish, and we'll wrap it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, I mean, that was, I want to, you know, I know it'd be a funny answer to say it was Vince's idea, but it was the writer's idea. I mean, here's the thing. The things we did, you know, even the famous barking like a dog, which people are like, don't talk about that. It's like the barking up a dog incident was a great incident for the Trish Stratus character. You know, like all these things we did were basically, they all had to lead into the storyline. I mean, it developed me as a storyline, turned me into a hated heel, which is what we were trying to do. Eventually I ended up turning on Vince McMahon on the grandest stage of all, which is WrestleMania. So it, you know, it was all part of the plan, you know, and did I plot and plan with them? Absolutely. I sat back there and we decided what we were going to do up there. They made sure we were all comfortable with it and we all knew the direction and where we were going. So all the, you know, and it's just at the end of the day, when I look back at like me doing Gridlocked and people saying, wow, your second film, you did really good. It's like, well, I've been acting for, since 2000, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
All that was just, you know, honing my craft and contributing to my character development. And but no, it was not my idea.
That's great. Well, great job, Trish. We appreciate you joining us this morning and good luck with Gridlocked.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.